Mr. Obama conceded that the cost of the plan, pegged anywhere between $700 billion and $1 trillion, would add to the federal budget deficit, but he said failure to pass something would make a bad economic situation dramatically worse. The president-elect said part of his package would include immediate aid to states.
We'll help struggling states avoid harmful budget cuts as long as they take responsibility and use the money to maintain essential services like police, fire, education, and health care.
Covering all those state services goes beyond the central focus of Mr. Obama's plan, which is a major investment in infrastructure projects and a tax cut. And because school and public safety are not one-time expenses, using this one-time federal money to pay for them could leave the state with another big budget hole in just a couple years. Governor Jim Doyle was in the audience at George Mason University in Virginia, where the president-elect made his speech. In a conference call afterward with reporters, he said the state would need to be cautious with that money. But Doyle says the idea is that the economy will recover by 2010, in time for the next budget.
Then the one-time money would help you through this one big drop that we've had in a way that you just don't go out and devastate the schools and cut police and fire.
The governor says based on Wisconsin's population, the state could expect to get roughly 2% of any stimulus package. If you assume $1 trillion stimulus, that would mean $20 billion for Wisconsin. But the biggest part of any package will be used up on tax breaks and other programs that won't help state government balance its books. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.